Call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016 at 10:03 a.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union President's Conference Room on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item two, roll call.
Director Lum.
Present.
Decimera.
Present.
Batar.
Present.
Carrasco.
Present.
Hidalgo.
Present.
Pancolo.
Present. Sorry.
Tar.
Present.
Wang.
Absent excuse.
Oh, Aquan is present.
Cool, thanks. I'll move into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action one, the commission will hear the following early funding requests for the Fall 2 funding period. Nevada Student Ambassadors.
I'll point people to try stuff out of the room.
Absolutely. For the record, Commissioner Anquillo recused himself from the table at 10:04 a.m. All right. Can we just get your name and position and your organization for our records?
I'm Martha. I'm the president for Student Ambassadors.
Julio, and I am the director of recruitment for Student Ambassadors, but I'm just here as a proxy for Marty.
Cool. And then also for our records, are either of you elected or appointed officials by ASU Act?
No.
Cool. So, did all of you check out this application? Yeah.
Is it the UNLV one?
Mm-hmm.
One
for $425.
Yeah, for the manager, Desmero.
Proxy email is good.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Rocio.
Is it for t-shirts? Can you describe the t-shirts?
It's the punching pan, and it says the UNLV, and then on the back it has ASU and NMI.
Or there's a wolf in the
back.
Is that a wolf?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ordered them yet?
No.
Okay. We'll just want to make sure if you want to send me that proof that I can get that approved.
Have you done it in the past? We've done UNLV t-shirts every year.
Okay, and they're very similar to this?
They're different every year, but we do the shirts every year.
Do you work with the admissions office to get them approved?
I think they did.
Okay.
The people in charge of the shirts. Yeah.
So they're the ones that kind of help you design it, and then, okay, so as long as we just make sure that that design is approved.
Commissioner Batar.
I move to approve this Tier 4 application in the amount of $420.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Tar.
That's all in food items. I didn't move it to non-food items.
Friendly amendment to that?
Do we friendly amend that? Or
no.
Just let his die and then?
Yeah, I suggest we let it die and then continue on. So is there any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye. All those against?
Nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion fails. Commissioner Tar.
I move to move food items line 1 through 4 with the corresponding quantities and unit prices to non-food items line 1 through 4.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
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 Let's try that again. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those against, abstentions, motion carries. Congratulations.
No.
Oh, sorry. Yes, good. It's been a long week already. All right, Commissioner Tar.
I move to approve the Tier 4 application in the amount of $420.
Seconded by Commissioner Batar. Is there any discussion on the motion at this point? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion now carries. Congrats. Rocio, did you want them to fill out your form or good to go?
Just the voluntary.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming here.
Yeah.
So, do you want us to send you proof of that, or an email from whoever you were working with, just to make sure that in office that the administrator approved the design?
Okay.
And then, how soon can we order the shirt? As soon as you send me either the email confirmation or send me the proof, and I'll get it approved. You should speak it within a couple of days.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Alrighty, have a good day.
You too.
All right. So I'm seeking a motion to table Delta Sigma Pi's early Tier 2 and Tier 4 applications in the amount of $1,349.88 and $1,025, respectively. Commissioner Bitar.
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? So they were put onto this agenda, but we're told that they were going to be coming in next week, from what I understand. So they just weren't able to come today. We'll just hear them next week. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. For the record, Commissioner Ronquillo stepped back into the room at 10:09 a.m. So I guess let's jump into reports, get those out of the way, and then we'll do some policy. So we'll move into agenda item 5, report of the Director of Clubs and Organizations. Hey, everyone. Good morning. So not too much has been happening lately. The big project last week was working with getting interns all interviewed and screened, and all their employee paperwork and everything made out. And so they're going to be heading into the department here shortly. I interviewed 5 of the 6 original applicants. One of them wasn't interested anymore because it took so long for once they extended the deadline. You know, he had applied months ago and another opportunity came up in that time. So that is what it is. But we've got 5 really, really great interns that will be joining us shortly. So kind of what I wanted to do with that program is set it up in a manner a little bit similar to programming, where one of the interns will be paired sort of like with a mentor, so one of you guys, for a certain chunk of time, and then rotated through the department so that they can see all of the commissioner positions and the funding manager position. So with that being said, that's 7 positions and only 5 interns right away. So which one of you, I guess I'm curious if there are any of you that are very gung-ho about getting an intern right now. Funding manager Dismarie? Okay. Anyone else? Anyone not interested in having an intern right now? No thoughts? Rocio?
If I can chime in on that, I think Kenneth would definitely benefit from an intern since we do a lot of the stories and coverage, and that would help a lot with researching stories and topics.
Commissioner Carrasco?
I mean, I guess the only reason I'd probably see of getting an intern would probably to be with the like Club League initiative to kind of get them. Because if it's something that we're going to do long term and if we're starting it right now, then it's probably good to have an intern to see it in the works, starting it up, and maybe if they do go to get to take it over and kind of build and build. Not only that, but in like kind of like the student aspect to kind of spreading the words as like a lead, another liaison for Club League. But that's probably the only reason that I would see it being
necessary. Yeah. So far, we haven't had a lot of zero applicants, so that's something that I'm a little nervous about.
I have, so
that's happening.
Yeah, so, and just keep in mind that the internship program is something that has been in the SAS for a while for clubs and organizations, but has never really come to fruition. So we're kind of kick-starting it this year and hoping that it works. It's not exactly like programming where they do events all the time and they can use the interns as, you know, more manpower to help move things and set things up and weigh clothes and whatever it may be. But this is more of a learning opportunity for them to see what the department does, see what ASUN does as a whole, so that we can really, you know, hopefully have a few individuals that are trained in the ways of clubs and organizations prior to their future position as, you know, the commissioner or funding manager or something like that. Makes the transition process easier into the department. I wish that I had it when I was younger, that's for sure. So, yeah, on my list for sure, I've got funding manager Dismero, Commissioner Onquillo, and Commissioner Carrasco. And then I'll just assign the other two randomly, I suppose. Cool. So that's about it for me. We'll move into agenda item 6, report of the club support funding manager.
Hey, guys. So as you know, I was supposed to be gone today, but I ended up missing my flight. Then the other option is paying $800, so of course I'm going to stay. but yeah, so I actually got a lot of emails regarding remittances, so I'm kind of glad that I did stay so that I could manage all those. So far, the reminder email for remittances worked out very well, and I think there's two that are confirming, or actually, no, three confirmed remittances and two tentative ones for both meetings. In addition to that, I've actually updated the funding spreadsheet. I believe you guys got sent an email about that. It got updated with a lot of different things, whether it's a link to the Contact Us page, a remittance calculator for them, and as well as just a few back-end stuff with Central Station, and there's also an additional comment section, I believe. Oh yeah, the first page also has a list of commonly confused terms with a description of what they actually need to fill out, and that they're all just very short, you know, groups of sentences, so that'll make it a lot easier for them to fill out the application. let's see. I believe there was one other thing. I think... Oh yeah, I just need to make sure that you guys have all sent out the reminder application for deadlines. Has everyone here done that?
Wait, okay. What?
The reminder for the deadlines. There was an email that I sent out to everyone. Yeah. Did you send that out, Commissioner Tarr?
The remittance one?
No, the funding deadline.
The funding deadlines I have, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
so
I got that confused with your remittance email.
Yeah, sorry. The remittance email you guys don't need to worry about because
okay,
I just sent
that
to
one
the okay,
the reminder dates I did.
Perfect. Yeah. And I will also be working with a policy actually for remittances, and I notified Commissioner Tarr of this so that we can be a little bit more flexible and allow remittances on the funding hearing day, because that still technically falls within the funding period or the previous funding period. So I'm going to run that through you guys hopefully in the next week or two, and yeah, that's it for me.
Cool. Moving to agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. We'll hear from Commissioner Vitar.
We have a Sports Council exec board meeting on Friday. I know we were interested in talking to Adam and seeing if we could get you there to talk about your direction.
Wait, when is it?
It's this Friday.
What time?
At 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Talk about the direction of where we're going with the new policy and stuff.
I can do it.
Perfect. And besides that, nothing.
Perfect. Commissioner Hidalgo?
I'm meeting with a couple groups tonight after my work meeting, mainly from, not really from Greek Life, but from my community service and community outreach coalition. A couple reached out to me after I sent out that deadline email, and a lot of kind of like the newer clubs are struggling with just trying to figure out how to fill out applications, and they just don't really know what club funding is too much. So I'm meeting with them in ASUN tonight to kind of run through that with them. But other than that,
Commissioner Tarr?
Not really much to report this week. Gonna have a good discussion today on policy. And I also am gonna ask you guys about what we wanna get out of focus groups pertaining to this stuff. But that'll also be at the later section of the meeting and end of report.
Oh, yeah.
And the proxy change. Yeah, that's going through Senate today.
Mm-hmm.
5:30, the big showdown. Be fun.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to mention that. If you guys are interested at all, Commissioner Tarr and myself will be there. I'm not sure exactly at what point in the meeting it's going to be. I didn't look at their agenda. They're always really long, but it'll probably be after reports, which my report doesn't usually start until about the first hour of the meeting, so... if you guys do have a significant chunk of time and want to come see that, then please feel free to do so. Commissioner Batar.
What time is that?
Starts at 5:30.
5:30. And then if it goes through, then it'd be valid for this funding?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it would apply right away.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Commissioner Carrasco?
Because I wanted to come just check out and see what they're about and get more of them, like what kind of like that person was. I went to their social last week. That's when I guess in LA, like feel better like talking to me and things like that. So they're gonna talk to me more about them and more about the there's like a big like you know like national conference that they help with and stuff. So that's in the works. I'm meeting with a national Polynesian champion who is interested in taking over and starting the club, Richard. So, national champion, she's super stoked. I'm so, and I'm meeting with her today during my office hours. And then I went to the Via de los Muertos event on Sunday, and there's a folklorico club who's also looking into the works of starting up a folklorico club here on campus for next semester, so I'm in the works with helping them get that started, which if you guys didn't know, it's like Mexican folklore dance with like the big dresses and everything. So that's also in the works. And oh, International Club hopes that you guys are all there for Night of All Nations, which is November 18th.
Is that Thursday?
Yes. It is Friday.
Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. And last but not least, Commissioner Ronquillo.
So the new Little Rock test was sent out last night to me and Rocio. There's going to be a few edits to it. I'll send later today, hopefully. Other than that, it's not it.
Perfect.
Excuse me.
Bless you. And we'll move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. We've got the minutes from... These are what?
We've got the minutes from the 17th,
yes.
And the 7th, and then the 26th.
And then
the 26th.
October 7th and 26th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I believe the ones for the 16th, 17th were finished as well, but
yeah,
they're not on this one. Or no, they are.
They're on this one. Okay. I didn't print them, though.
I don't think we really need
you don't
to.
You them?
I don't know if we need to for
okay.
Approval. You can, if you want to, just send them to the commission or send them to me.
Okay.
We can make sure those go. Yeah, Commissioner, or Funny Manager Days, man.
Are those already uploaded?
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the same.
Okay. Oh, they're already up?
Oh, let me. Yeah, I was just asking. That was a question.
No, if they are, then we don't.
Awesome.
We can vote on them now.
Oh, okay.
The 7th or 26th are. I don't know if the 16th or 17th are.
Okay.
The longer is.
So,
the 7th or 26th, I read those last night.
I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for October 7th, 2016. Commissioner Hidalgo.
Seven.
Seconded by Commissioner Ronquillo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. Yeah, so the 16th and 17th, Andrea just texted me last night, let us know that those are all finished. Those were the funding hearings. So, did you know or see if they were online?
Yeah,
They're not. Cool. So we'll put those on next week's agenda, as well as the 26th of October.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're already done.
Awesome. And then we'll approve those next time. All right. Move into agenda item 9, remarks. Any remarks? Move into agenda item 10, staff reports.
Nothing much to report. It's been a long week. I'm trying to catch up
and how was your trip?
It was great. Conference was really good. I learned a lot. Still processing a lot of information. And I didn't really have time to process because then I went to visit family. So that was a lot of fun too. I got to trick or treat with my niece. So still recovering from jet lag and a lot of
Funding manager Desmero.
Oh yeah, I received. Did you get my email, like the response email to the one I sent you?
The listservs.
Yeah.
Yes. So
does that make sense though?
Yes. Yeah. So as long as we have them and they are getting emails from us, that's fine. So I'm just going to verify that we have them in there, and then we can remove the club listserv.
Yeah. Because because what keeps happening is when I send an email to the club listserv. Eco-Hydrology and Ambassadors, they're listed, their listserv is on that as one of the emails.
List
so they always
section.
Have to keep, yeah, so they have to keep denying my email every time. It's just an inconvenience for them.
Why do they deny it?
Because their listserv is to send out to all members, and it's only supposed to go to, like, president treasurer. Does that make sense? And I'm sending out something that's only relevant to the president or officers.
Yeah, cool. No, that's fine. That's not a problem. I didn't understand you at first, but...
I was wondering the same thing, because that's happened to me a few times.
Yeah.
I got mad at the ambassador's guy, and I was trying to Facebook stalk him to figure out who he was so I could tell him to approve my emails. So, it's good to know. Perfect. Any other things? Good? Perfect. Agenda item 11, public comment. Come to Senate. Go pack. Right, we'll move back into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action 2, the commission will propose to make changes to the Department of Clubs and Organizations governing documents. Commissioner Tarr, you want to talk about the policy manual?
Sure. So today, I think we should start off, I was talking with Rocio yesterday about focus groups and kind of we need to establish what we want to get out of it. So, like, my ideas was, you know, kind of in, like, a revising stage right now. And so that's kind of what I want to get out of it. But what does everyone else think?
Commissioner Umphilip.
Can I suspend Robert's rules until...
10:50?
Is that
a motion?
Yeah.
Can I move?
Can you move?
I move. Okay, suspend Robert's rules until
10:50. Seconded by Commissioner Batar. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Okay.
Seeing none, we'll move into vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. No more Robert's
rules. On focus groups, rugby wants to be part of the focus group, just so you know. So yeah, one person wants to attend the focus group.
That's good. I really think he should.
Yeah.
He has a lot of input that's valuable. It's just, if he takes his tongue out, it would be beautiful.
Yeah, I'll input, no matter how aggressive or passive.
What was your question?
What do we want to get out of it? What's the goals? You know, like,
okay.
How you would structure questions and about it,
because
it can be done in many different ways.
Well, how do you have, like, meet, like, dates and stuff set up, or?
Not yet. This is before that.
Okay.
Because why?
No, you're right, yeah.
We don't even know what we want to ask yet.
Like, is your idea to do, like, 1 hour sessions, or?
Wait, is it a focus group to ask questions about what they want to see out of it, or are we going to do a presentation on the rough draft and then see what they think?
That's what I'm asking. What DAs think is best?
I think it's best to present it and then explain how each tier will be different and then different.
See how they respond.
See how they respond to, like, how.
If they like.
If they like the change.
Okay, so, like, their opinions on the new policy manual?
Yeah, I don't think you can ask them, really, because they don't know what it is.
Right.
I agree, because if, like, you were to just do it, like, okay, like, what do you guys think we should change? What do you guys want? It's going to be, like, there's going to be, like, no structure. And
yeah.
I feel like if they do have things that they already come and wanting to say or things that they think really strongly of, they'll tell you that despite whatever structure you have. And then, you know, and if you already have kind of, like, well, this is what we're thinking of doing, maybe it may even change, like, what they're thinking. Be like, oh, well, this can work, but blah, blah, blah. Instead of, like, just, you know, random. And then, like I said, if they have things that they already are thinking strongly of due to past experiences or whatever it may be, they'll let you know anyway.
But what if all of the changes that are proposed don't get on what they want?
I think that's the point of the focus.
Yeah.
So
but how are they supposed to address that if we are just giving them a presentation on where we think they should go?
Yeah, so we present it and then we ask, like, what do you think about this change order? How do you
so there's going to be open-ended questions.
Yeah,
there
should, it should be, like, open discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it should be, like, open, there should be, like, an open forum type thing, so we address their specific concerns, but at the same time, we have a section reserved for what we want, what we need input in. Does that make sense?
Well, just to put it out there, there is a chance that none of us will be there. It might go through a research department at the university who, it's still up in the air, but, you know, because if you have, like, a commissioner there, it might change the way they respond.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a chance that none of us would be there. So just don't rely on that part, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's why it's like, what do we want to get out of it in terms of information?
If there were to be an open forum, like, afterwards, because, like I said, I think it's important to have, like, the presentation or draft order before, because you don't know how that will affect their input, I guess you would say. How are they conducting the research in terms of, like, will there be a survey? Do we need to come up with specific questions? Do they do that? Is there a section for, like, kind of like public comment? Like, well, why don't you guys just do this or resort to this system or why don't blah, 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 tiers, whatever? How is that going to go about?
Right. I don't really know how they are going to run it.
Mm-hmm. So we don't take part in the...
If we go through this department,
input.
No. But that's why it's kind of like figuring out, you know, what are the goals of it.
Mm-hmm.
That way that
they
can be properly conveyed and
right.
Structured accordingly. That's what I got from it. If Rocio has any input, you know more.
Yeah, so as long as it's structured correctly, it's going to determine whether you need to go through research and assessment. If it's, you know, just getting feedback and not necessarily, if it's more of a listening type of group, then you probably won't have to. You can be part of it and you can seek that. We can even maybe just ask someone to be there to moderate. So it could be like a co-ed type thing. But if you are wanting to make it a lot more formal and learn about their beliefs or perceptions about the commission, the process, and just the policy, then we probably should go the more formal route and not have you there, have someone else do it. And so pretty much kind of like a program evaluation, if you're familiar with that. So it just depends what you want to get out of it. Both are very valuable. I think you're going to get students that want to be there regardless. So.
I think going with maybe the research route would be better, because if you think about it in the way that, like, oh, let's set up a meeting specifically for this or whatever, like, that's kind of what these are, that they can come and they can reach out to their commissioner, they can do public comment, they can, you know, speak to us, like, individuals and relate it to you, and I feel like if we set up something specifically for that, it's kind of in this, you know, in a general aspect, the same thing, and if we did it the more, like, research, like, formal route, I think it'd be interesting at least to see how that would change anything, if it would change anything, and it would take us out of it, so maybe we would get more
honest.
Like, honest response, genuine response, not sugarcoated, not like, oh, well, I don't want to say anything because, you know, commissioner whatever's here and they're going to tell commissioner my commissioner whatever. And I think this is important, what we're talking about right now, because, you know, as long as we have, like, the goals, like, word for word, and also, like, a general aspect of what we want and send it to whoever we need to send it to, like, you know, that's what their jobs are, that's what they're trained for, like, to really get what we want out of how they do it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, one of the goals would be to, like, in general, like, the whole reason why we're doing this is just to, like, make things, like, not only easier for them, but, well, yeah, like, easier, but also, like, kind of making, like, every single person, like, as happy as we can. That's, like, the easiest, simplest, like, way we can put it, because we don't want everyone, you know, angry at us because this, because of that. Like, we want everyone to be able to understand why we do the things we do, but also make sure that they're happy with the way things are for the university, for the members, for, like, the club in general, that they all reach, you know, the fullest potential and success and everything, because, you know, that's, like, a big reason why we have, like, these clubs here. So make sure it's, like, understandable, and make sure that they're content with how we have the system, I guess you would say, because the first thing people ask is, like, well, what are tiers? They change this every semester, and that's why they're mad. Or, like, well, what can we do to change that? Like, what would you guys like to see, kind of thing, you know?
So you think we should gauge general feedback alongside reactions? Or?
Yes. I don't know how you would phrase that, but that whole spiel that I just said is basically, like, what I'm thinking we need to be.
I personally think we should just go the feedback route. One, it will be easier for us because then we can conduct it. Two, it's just like open. It's just like open panel that we just try and leave. They're gonna be honest with us, and we'll be honest with them back. Both ways will be good. I just prefer going the not easier way, but like the way we can process things faster. Because if we go through the research department, ideally we'd wait for them and
wait for them to
process everything, and then they'll delay everything. That's the only problem I see with the research aspect.
That is one of the, I guess, preliminary barriers that I'm going to have to look into, is how long it would take to go through them. If it is, like, a reasonable timeline, then it's reasonable.
Okay. Are we still trying to get this in for spring one?
No.
Okay.
Spring two.
Okay. And then if we do have these focus groups, there needs to be an incentive for them to come. Because none of them, I guarantee, like, a majority of them are not going to come.
Yeah, free food,
free show, or something. A raffle to win, then maybe a bigger prize. So it's
a drawing. You don't like the word raffle. It's a drawing.
Sorry, a drawing. Or something bigger, something.
Yeah.
Another negative thing for the research route would also be, like, well, me being, like, a person, I don't know about you guys, would be like, oh, what if they say something wrong? You know, what if they think it's this way, but they end up presenting, like, the wrong information? Like, I know we can go, or you, us, whatever, can go through a lot of meetings with them and, like, be like, well, this is our goal, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's always the off chance that they misconstrue or there's miscommunication, and they conduct it in a way that we're like, well, that wasn't, like, quite what we wanted. And then, again, like Kim said, like, kind of like time wasted.
And if you need help with that, I'm more than welcome to help with that, because I like doing that type of stuff, like presenting, like making presentations, and I like making questionnaires and all that.
Right.
So. Just let me know what you want to go, like specifically, like by section, by chapter, or just things that change.
Right. I don't know yet. That's kind of what this is for, like, what do we want to get out of it? The feedback so far.
Can we put it to a book for which route, and then whatever route we choose, then we can delve more into details of said route?
I don't see why we can't do both.
Okay. True.
My opinion?
Yeah,
we suspend it. As we can do, like, the research one first, and then depending on what we get, we could do our own after, since that would be more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know that, like, you have them gauge the interest of clubs?
No.
Regarding these focus groups?
Not yet. Unless we go off the survey responses, which is...
Because that's what you said, no. Right, you said yes.
I think
we can get BSC to go.
I think we should try to get at least, like, one representative from all.
I mean, that would be ideal.
Yeah,
but, I mean, if you can get...
Yeah, I could find it.
I'm sure one member from each fraternity and sorority could come. They don't have to come to one specific. I mean, if we have different slots.
As long as when we know when these things are set up, I'm sure someone would reach out and say, "Yeah, I'd love to." I've talked to some people saying that they don't like the policy and stuff.
Right.
So.
Have you guys been going to club meetings during office hours?
Yes.
No.
Not during office hours,
but,
you know.
Or like it's random times. So that's like the best time to bring up like the policy and to like get any feedback from them. So yeah, that's just a suggestion if you guys want to hit all the places that you're not sure you can get for this specific focus group meeting.
Rocio, you had something?
Yeah, so the only thing just to keep in mind if you do want to go with the hardcore research route that you don't know what that time frame looks like, so it could take a couple of months or more depending on the resources that are available and who can conduct those focus groups, so just keep that in mind as you move forward.
And then if we did start focus groups, I think the best time to do it would be after or before Friday Fest or next semester, because then maybe you can make it a requirement to send the treasurer, president, or representative in order to get a table for, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, then I don't think requirement.
So then
you
get
really
more
people
quality and then meet back
yeah.
More people.
What you can do is if they sign up to participate in the focus group, they can choose where they want to be for the fair.
Incentive.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I just worry about the timeline.
Yeah.
Like, if we push back doing any focus groups till that long, then.
Well, maybe what we can do is, like, right now, instead of starting with the research, so, like, still do both, like you said. But obviously the research is going to take a little longer, so while all of that is in the works, do our personal, you know, thing. And let's say that, you know, it turns out like super well, we get everything we need, feedback, whatever, then maybe we can just end up not doing the research or still conduct it further if we feel like we need to. Like, not so technically we're not pushing anything out because we're still being productive during that time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then like Rocio said, use the incentives and then see how that like, furthermore, you know,
yeah,
helps it out or whatever. And then like our homework can be like email our coalitions and like see if we can get like a representative from each club to, you know, if they're interested in this, what are their thoughts on this, not through email obviously, but like in participating in general. We don't have to, I think, make like a general email that we all send out, so it's all similar, not, you know, weird, but maybe that's something we can do. Yeah, I don't know.
I like that. Well, I guess that can end the focus group discussion for now. So now, policy. Last time we kind of finished up the fundraising one. If anyone, I'm kind of just removing the fundraising restrictions and just letting them fundraise when they want to. That was kind of the idea then. If anyone has any last thoughts on that before we move into the food and beverage section.
I always forget which one it is.
All caps.
This one?
No, that's the
shared drive.
So section 12 on the border of page 9 and 10, Farron wants to pull that up and just look into that. Basically, it's the one that currently says food and beverage at open recruitment events under Tier 4 can currently happen once per semester, won't be funded for club meetings, and for workshops, lectures, series, or similar events at 2 times per
per semester. This policy, so far this year, we've kind of disregarded it. We've funded kind of tier 4 ones that weren't open recruitment, and we funded a lecture series that was like 4 of them, as opposed to limiting it at 2. So if that weighs into anyone's opinions.
I think for number 3, for the workshop lecture series and similar events, we should move it to 3, because if it's a series is 2 weeks long. Usually it's like at least 3 or 4. So
That includes like the guest speaker, fighting club as a guest speaker and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think we should bump it up to 3 or not for. Does everyone else think on that?
This is for
that
3, what?
Why do we have a limit in the first place?
Yeah, that we can also discuss just general things on it as well.
I don't think we should
specific
have
specific fixes either works.
I don't see why they should be restricted. I get for the weekly meetings, like I'm totally about that section, but I don't see if clubs are bringing in guest speakers and bettering the members of their club, I don't see why they can't fund food for those specific events.
If it's up to me, I removed the section entirely, but I'm very lenient on that stuff. Because I was talking to former director Gomez about a month ago, and back then they ran out of money every single year, so a lot of this stuff was also like, yeah, we're running out of money, and we're not running out of money anymore. We have a huge budget, and so we can kind of like more lenient, I guess. That's an option. Or if you guys think, you know, what if the system's going to be abused and a club's going to create to talk about whatever they want just to request food at every single meeting, is that abusing the system to get free food, or is that club development?
I see what you're saying about abusing the system, but if we allot X amount of dollars under specific tier, I don't see how. I mean, if they use up all their money and they're out of money for the year, that's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see why we should restrict.
Because there's a chance that could take away from other clubs requesting those funds if we do start running low. It's $200 to, you know, whatever club that was just used kind of irresponsibly on just food for meetings like pizza. And then at the end of the year, a club needs it and it's like for a more responsible manner. Then it could take away. I don't foresee that coming up in the next 2 years.
What if
way down the road it could?
What if we just heighten the requirement to not requirement the restriction to a really something we don't want to surpass? So probably like we can bump it up to like 5.
Yeah, it can be like an excessively large number.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
large
number,
like,
but
it's there's
still one for them, so then they don't use it.
Okay.
And then for food and beverage recruitment events, maybe you make it 3, and then for lecture series, make it 5.
So we leave number 2.
How would this also reconcile with the new system with operations on campus, off campus travel? Since it's not tier 1 through 5 anymore.
What do you mean, how would this?
Because tier 1 through 5 doesn't exist with the new policy now. If it goes through, of course. And so, how would we adjust it for the new tiers?
For food and beverage, I think it would go under operations, because operations is for recruitment. And then for food and beverage,
it would
stay under on campus, I believe. I feel like it's just stay under on campus, because you want to hold these events, you want to keep them to holding the events on campus rather than free.
Wait, so
for the workshop, lecture series, and similar events, we want to keep those types of events at our university so the students can attend them.
Wait, I guess only one says tier. Only one
only
specifies
one
a tier. Everything
yeah.
else is
yeah.
a type of
event. Oh,
okay,
that
I read
this
right.
Every
single
one, okay.
So, food and beverage at open recruitment events. We could just remove the tier entirely and
yeah,
just have it specified as open recruitment event.
Yeah.
Or,
and then now we should decide a number.
Yeah. And we don't have to come up with a number this week. We can talk about that next week as well. If people want to like put more thought into it and get preliminary number down and eyeball it, number crunch.
Because not all clubs have workshops or lectures or anything like that, so I think that's still found in this mind to raise with recruitment events. That all depends on the club if they want to use it or not. I think.
Okay, so how about the recruitment? For now, we can like change to 3-ish, because 3 is a lot of recruitment events.
Mm-hmm.
And then the series can be like 5. But what do you guys think about number 2? Food and beverage will not be funded for club meetings or closed dinners, caterings for club members.
Okay.
Do you think that should stay?
I think the weekly meetings should stay, because then clubs will. I feel like they can abuse that.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, one of my clubs, like, we host an etiquette dinner to teach our members about how to properly sit at a dinner. So I think that, like, if you're going to do specific events like that, I think we should fund those.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be under, like, a workshop type thing, though?
I guess, yeah, you could.
It'd be a tier 3, but oh, there's no tiers anymore.
Yeah,
well,
so
these don't care what the tier is, they don't care what the type of.
I guess you could qualify that as
that's the gray area in the current one. Is that a closed dinner or? Because I guess a closed dinner might be like a banquet type deal.
As long as there's a purpose to the event, I think it should be funded. But if it's like just for fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Like for fun recreational
just
stuff.
Like dinner.
Like they can randomly go to dinner at Olive Garden and say, "Hey, can I use my repeat card on those?"
Great.
I think it's a situation like that which probably made this policy come about. There was probably something in the past where there was like people were abusing food requests.
Abolish ASUN.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're back. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think this probably may have had contributed to that policy. You all know about Abolish ASUN? Some of you, yes. So there were a club on campus a few years ago, I think before my time.
They were they were recognized?
Yeah, they were recognized. There wasn't anything in the policy that, you know, told them they couldn't be recognized. They did everything as they were supposed to get recognized, but they what they would do is they would request just vast amounts of pizza and stuff and just hand it out for free out front of the knowledge center and just say, like, oh yeah, I see where your money's going to, you know. It's a complete waste of your funds. And ASUN is bad. And fortunately, college students were like, yeah, free pizza, ASUN rocks. But it was kind of like the evil intent behind it was, I don't know, not such a good thing. So I think that may have contributed to that policy. Commissioner Guitar.
My final thought on that is that we should leave it.
Commissioner Tarr?
I agree. I think number 2 should stay.
Commissioner Ronquillo?
I move to suspend Robert's rules until 11:05.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Tarr?
I'd like to friendly amend to 11 o'clock.
Accepted.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into the vote. All those in favor of suspending Robert's rules until 11, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against, abstentions, motion carries.
Rod, I love your enthusiasm.
Okay, so
I don't know if we need any more discussion on that.
Not unless people have like specific numbers they want to change and stuff too. Or if they disagree with what we've been talking about.
Wait, it says closed dinner / catering for club members is not funded.
Like
that was
a club banquet thing, is my guess.
Why can't I thought we funded that. Okay, I don't know. Sorry.
Why don't we just leave it as meetings?
Like
yeah, that's what. Yeah,
take out the closed dinners part.
Okay.
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the best route.
So what are
the repercussions
of requesting for
of removing that?
Oh, yeah, closed dinners, catering, club members.
I say we put we make a separate line, like to number four, and say like closed dinners at a rate of one per semester.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
That works. Yeah.
Then you limit all the repercussions.
What does Commissioner Hidalgo do? Commissioner Carrasco?
I like that idea.
I like that kind of specific, but it's still getting
me. Yeah, the short answer is for you. Short answer, you say at least my hand.
What? Nothing.
For closed dinner / catering for club members at a rate of one per semester.
Discussion on the food and beverage requests section. Cool. Seeing none. I don't think there's anything else in the policy that was really, I guess, controversial or discussion worthy. Apparel rate funding caps. So, you know, like the $6 per shirt. That part is like fine, but there's other parts in there that are very restrictive. Like if a club wants to request jerseys,
I think jerseys are a big thing.
Other stuff, some of these like jerseys would currently also be funded at like $6 or $8 per shirt, most likely, and that's as low. And so, do we want to keep it that way? I'd like to open this section up for discussion.
Jerseys or any of the stuff should be like, what's a reasonable price for that? Like, I don't know how much those should be going for.
Right, on that thing.
Well, like, I've heard anywhere from like $30 to $60 for a full short. Like, let's say you have shorts and a jersey.
Yeah.
And we don't have to fund.
We don't have to fund the whole.
Thing.
Yeah, just something to help them out.
Maybe more than like $6 or $4.
If the average is. Like
30, 15. Well, if you figure a full uniform, so let's say pants or shorts and a jersey, it's probably going to cost them $50. So if you fund $20, $25, somewhere in that ballpark.
Would you make it specifically just for?
It'd be for jerseys.
In number four, it has jersey for section. It says polos that will be embroidered uniforms or jerseys shall be funded at a rate. $8.
But we don't have shorts, so would that include shorts?
Is there a way we can convert that to like sports uniform or something like that? So it's
but then that could be misconstrued later on. So like someone would say, oh, this is sports uniform. Like, clearly it is. I don't know. I'm just trying to
right.
Like those advocate.
And are there like non sports clubs that you have requested apparel items aside from t shirts?
I mean, I can't recall any, but I can see that like something along the baseball jersey, something that's like uniforms for something. Like, not necessarily built like baseball, but mm-hmm. Just kind of nice apparel.
So, like, oh, wait, are we in?
No.
Okay, so, so like, apparel, this is like more like personal things. So, like, for my Yacht Club, for example, like, apparel would be their uniforms. And I know that's an issue that, like, every president in the past has always had, like, kind of like an issue with, because every time they would think about asking for funding and ask the commission about it, every semester, every tier, every whatever, it'd always be different. So they've never, ever, ever gotten, like, official uniforms before, because they're like, well, it counts as a polo when it's not a polo, or a jersey when it's this. this or not or whatever. So it's like groups like that, and I know not just them, but other like musical or theater groups or, you know, people who are in the arts would like uniforms, I guess, but they don't know what it goes under or how much it should be, you know, that for, or, you know, that's my input, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's very valid. The section as a whole is kind of very muddled and hard to read. Do you guys think we should just rewrite this section as a whole and make it a lot more straightforward? Because it's like, what is the difference between, you know, a plain t-shirt, sweatshirt, or plain sweatshirt or a sweatshirt, sweatpants? Oh, that's screen printed. But still, it's like, it's kind of all over the place.
And the thing with that is, like, uniforms or whatever it's under, I know that it was, like, you can get more money for, like, sweatpants than an actual uniform, which, for me, in my mind, doesn't really make sense because uniforms are typically more expensive, whereas sweatpants, you know, we don't really get, oh, we need this many sweatpants, you know, or whatever. And we fund more for, like, the more casual stuff with, like, you know, apparel, like, for, like, uniforms are more, like, I think should be funded more than, like, sweatpants, you know, because I feel like that's more necessary, like, that's what people wear when they, like, represent the club, when they're out, you know, in the community, or if you're representing the university, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So we have, like, a minute left. So this week, I guess my project will be to rewrite this section, if anyone wants to help with that. And also send in these ideas. What's been said has been very useful, though, for writing the new policy for this section. And on that note, we're now 11.
Perfect. So, yeah, I guess the last thing that I kind of want to talk about is a timeline where we can set, you know, dates for when we want this all to be done. In the past, we would have just had one long meeting where we would have gone on Friday night from, like, 5 until midnight and talked about the whole policy manual, but that's just torturous. So, you know, these little 30-minute discussions that we have during these meetings are good, but it's kind of really hard to do it a week separate from the next time because then we end up overlapping a little bit. We don't really get to talk about too much stuff and agree on too much before it's time for the next, or time for the meeting to adjourn and then the next meeting to come up. So, what do you think is appropriate for getting through these and then starting to work on focus groups?
How many sections do we have? Chapters.
Commissioner Tarr.
I think we can be done with the whole discussing it since we're almost at the end. Like the sections that need to be discussed, not the procedural ones like how it is a funding framework. I think like a week. Like we could probably get it finished next week as like the last or the second to last one. I don't know if we want to like discuss no list items, but that would be like a week to a max.
Okay. Yeah, funding manager Jason.
I would say also the biggest thing that we're trying to roll out is club support funding related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just have a focus on that, since we've been focusing on that anyway, I think we should be fine. And what do you think, Commissioner Tarr? Like end of November, everything funding related for spring will be laid out, or
in what regard?
Like. Because you said in 2 weeks you'll be done.
In 2 weeks we'll be done discussing the rough draft.
And then how long will it take you to finalize the rough draft, and will you need any feedback from us?
I mean, I'm like live updating it.
Okay.
So at that point we move into focus groups, which would be the next step, or whatever you want to call them. And then that would be like the second revision step.
Okay.
You know, kind of like writing an essay, you know.
Yeah.
Outline, draft, revise, and then revise again, proofread.
So why don't we push for getting it done in meeting next week, and then if not, then the week after, which would be Thanksgiving, I believe.
Oh, really?
Maybe not. It might be 3 weeks out. But, yeah, 3 weeks out is Thanksgiving. And then, so we'll be done by 2 weeks' time with this, and then we can start doing focus groups afterwards.
Sounds good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Funding manager, Jason Merrill.
And how long will it take for the whole thing to roll out through Senate?
That's the part. That's why I
want to
get it done now. Like,
yeah.
This stuff done now.
Senate might want to, like, revise.
Yeah.
They might want their own input. Or they might just all say yes and ban voting.
Yeah, it'll be, I don't know, this is kind of a good, today's going to be a good determining factor of really how much discussion Senate wants to have over things. This is a singular piece of policy going through, one little change. If they have a lot to say about this, even though it is a little bit controversial, then they will for sure have a lot to say about this one, like for sure. So.
And for Senate, we could also kind of plan it to where... work with them before it even goes to the table or gets agendized and like make sure they know what it says because this is like a 20-page document. So it can be weird to have them read it like on the spot, like we're going to go through page by page. So like sit down with them and have meetings and stuff.
Yeah, we can work with that in the future. Cool. So anything else on policies? Great. We'll move into agenda item 12, adjournment. Adjourn the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations at 11:04 a.m.